All right, this is Special Agent Gary Negroni, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Date's August 12, 2016. Approximate time is 2:39 p.m. I'm currently at the Punta Gorda Police Department. This will be an interview with Punta Gorda Police Department Lieutenant Katie Heck. Also present in the room is Special Agent Supervisor Patrick Crow. Katie, could you state your full name?
Katie Heck.
And can you spell it?
K-A-T-I-E-H-E-C-K.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay. What's your current position here?
Currently, I'm a lieutenant that oversees community services, and I also operate as our public information officer.
Okay. How long have you worked here?
10 years.
10 years. Anything prior to this? Law enforcement?
Not law enforcement, no.
Okay. So this is your first law enforcement position?
Yes.
Okay. So we're here to talk about the shooting incident that happened the other night.
Yes.
Were you here during that time?
No.
Okay. You know it involved Officer Lee Cole?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever worked with him before?
Yes.
Okay. What capacity?
Well, I was the prior canine handler. So when he was appointed, well, actually, I was one of his field training officers. So we'd start there. And then I would work with him, obviously, on the road. When I worked on the road, taught canine stuff and everything. And then I was his supervisor when I took over this position.
Okay.
And that was in September, October of last year.
Okay. So you guys did some canine training together?
Not canine training together, no.
Okay. All right. Any kind of training? Firearms or...
I don't want to say no because we could have been in an in-service class together. I just don't recall. I mean, I'd have to look at records for that.
But you were his field training officer yourself?
I was his field training officer.
Okay.
One of them. And I don't want to misspeak. I think I was his primary one because I do know that I released him from field training.
Okay.
As far as onto the road. So I think that means I was his primary. I just would have to look.
Okay. But no training at all with the canine.
No, aside from just advice, you know, like here and there, that kind of thing. But we didn't overlap. Like I wasn't his supervisor and also working a dog. So all of his training was through Northport Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was still on the road and not his supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I took over as his supervisor, there was a couple months where he was still training with Northport. And then we switched over to Charlotte County Sheriff's Office.
Okay. Had you attended any of these Citizen Academy?
Yes.
And you've been there for those scenarios?
I attended the last one because I kind of facilitate them as far as just kind of the organization and making sure everyone's moving the right way.
Right.
So the last one was the first one that I've actually attended.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't outside for most of the shoot, don't shoot, only because one of my jobs, I actually sat inside with the other person that was going to participate. So I don't think I watched the other one, so I haven't actually seen one completely happen.
Okay, so you had never been up there for any of them?
No. The previous Citizen Academies that I'd been to, I think I did a canine demo at one of them, kind of the same thing that Lee has done for the Leadership Charlotte ones.
Mm-hmm.
This particular one didn't have a canine demonstration because they wanted to have a much shorter time frame.
Okay.
So he came solely to do the shoot, don't shoot.
Okay. But you were aware of what the scenarios were?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many did they do? How many times have they done this? Do you recall?
That's up for some discussion, I guess. There's not a lot of good records, I guess, on specifically when it started. It
mm-hmm.
seems as though it started about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point our leadership, like academy classes, I guess, evolve from us going over to City Hall and being part of a larger government day.
Okay.
To then bringing people over here. And it looks like about 2 years ago we started the shoot, don't shoot scenarios.
Okay. There's something we haven't been able to find out if the revolver that he used, if it was issued or if it was his personal. Are you aware of the gun that he used?
I'm aware of him having one.
Okay.
To the best of my recollection, he had it when I took over canine.
Okay.
And I truthfully just assumed, because you do need a blank gun.
Do?
Is that
part of canine training?
Yes. I didn't have one only because I did all of my training with the sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, when I was a canine officer, we had just started the program again. So we didn't have training narcotics. We didn't have a lot of things. We really relied on the sheriff's office for all of the extra equipment we would need. I just assumed he got it either through the department or if he... I just assumed he was allowed to have it because you need it to train because that's part of the USPCA certification and also the FDLE certification.
So. Right, right. And I'm sorry, so he had already had it when you took over?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But you had seen it before? Had you seen him use it?
Yeah, I saw him use it at a demo. I could look up the date for you, but I actually went to one of his demos, and they used it at the demo. Actually, he didn't use it. Another officer actually fired it because they had... Then Lee let the dog out and, you know, get him for the gunfire.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay. Shows the dog runs toward the gunfire? Is that
He fired the shots, like, inside a... I think it was the Marine truck, like one of our trucks, and the dog actually jumped in the passenger side window and grabbed the other officer and pulled him out.
Where was the demo at?
Lashley Park.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
I could actually probably pull it up on my calendar. It was...
Excuse me.
Believe it was in September, but I could certainly get that date for you. I just would have to go through our calendar.
Last year, September.
Oh, no, wait, sorry, when is this? No, it was just before we got served with all the paperwork and stuff for... I was thinking of... The dog bite happened in October, but stuff didn't come out until, like, June. So it was probably April or May, because it was just before... Yeah, it was just before the public debacle with the canine apprehension.
Gotcha. And Lashley Park, where is that?
Yeah.
Is that here in Punta Gorda?
Yes, it was... It was called Yappy Hour, so I know that for sure. So like, that's why I can look up and see when that was.
What is that? What is that?
It was for the Animal Welfare League. It was. Like, so that was
there. Yappy Hour. All right.
So
gotcha.
So were you his supervisor for a period of time as a canine supervisor?
Well, when I took over this position, and then when Tom took over, sorry, Chief Lewis took over as interim chief in September.
This past September.
Yes, September 2015.
Right. Yep.
So I moved into this office just prior to Butch leaving. So there was like that interim time. Mm-hmm. So I would say it was October when Tom redid our organizational chart and canine started answering to me. So I was in charge of him as I was the canine supervisor. I just didn't have a dog anymore, which is why I wasn't like training him actually.
So from when were you a supervisor? From what time to what?
I would say October of 2015 until... We switched it over to operations again. I think it was about a month ago.
About a month ago?
Yeah, a month or two ago.
So as part of your capacity, did he come to you for supplies and things that are clear? You know, how did...
He would send, he would give me requisitions if he needed equipment. Periodically, could one have gone around me and gone straight to Jeff? Because what it is I sign it, then it goes through operations, then Chief signs it, and then it actually gets submitted. So
how does that happen? Like, I guess what we're trying to see is who gets him the ammo? You approved it?
Blanks?
Yeah.
Yes.
You approved that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happens from there?
If it's something I approve, I give it to operations.
Okay.
Jeff signs it. Jeff gives it to Tom. Tom signs it. And then it goes to Amber. And she would actually place the order, and she's our property, evidence and property person.
She places the order how? To a vendor?
Yes. Yeah, because for certain equipment, there's approved vendors because it's city procurement.
Okay.
So we have like a list of vendors, and then if you're ordering under something under a certain umbrella, which I'm sure ammunition is one of them, it would go through whatever vendor she's allowed to order from.
Okay. So specifically, would you have copies or, invoices that would show his requisition, his last requisition for blanks and any other supplies?
I don't.
Okay.
He hands me a paper.
Yeah, and you sign it?
I sign it and turn it on, and I hate to say it, but I just rely on Amber to have those records because she does. I mean, she would keep those.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
So do you recall the last time you put in for blanks?
No. I mean, truthfully, I don't remember specifically an order for blanks.
You don't?
No, but that doesn't mean that one didn't come through.
Well,
I just don't.
Right. No.
Yeah.
So you don't remember one any time in the recent past?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Could it be possible that somebody in his position can go out and acquire an item and then put in a receipt for reimbursement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can that happen?
Yes.
It can.
The process for that, if officers have to buy stuff that's, say, on a Saturday, say he had a demo that night and needed blanks, he could buy them. And then the person that he would submit that to is Beverly, who's the chief's administrative assistant.
Okay.
She runs petty cash. So there's like a receipt, and like we've had it happen with like cables and stuff for cars.
Mm-hmm.
You fill out the receipt, just you write down like what it was that you purchased, and then she would reimburse you, and then she sends that receipt to finance somewhere or something.
Okay.
Because it accounts for where the petty cash went.
Okay. Okay. So if I hear you correctly,
mm-hmm.
Forgive me, Gary, if I'm not here. You don't recall the last time, you don't recall any time he's ordered blanks, or you don't recall the last time?
I don't recall any time that I signed for blanks.
For blanks, okay.
Yeah.
All right. How long would it take for a particular officer to use a box of blanks if he ordered a box?
Sure, for canine.
I'm talking about a single box, not like a case.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they could last a long time because.
One small box.
Yeah, because I know. I mean, and just speaking from experience, when I didn't have a blank gun in canine, I know my husband had stockpiles of blanks because they just bought them and they never even used them all.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, to train a dog, you don't use it a lot in training. You use it when you're certifying.
Okay.
So, I mean, a dog knows you hear gunfire, the dog runs toward it. So, I mean, one or two times. And then if he's using them for demos, even if you shoot twice in a demo, I mean, we're not doing demos that often. So.
Right. Okay.
I can't imagine a box of even like 24 wouldn't last several months.
Okay. Was there ever a time you remember where you supplied him with blanks? That you handed him blanks?
Yes.
Okay. When was that?
It was when I moved because we cleaned out all of our ammo.
Sure.
And that was, where are we right now?
It's August.
August. So we moved July 4th weekend. So it was sometime the second week of July. I gave him a box. It was definitely a small one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was of blanks. And they were left over from my husband.
Okay.
Because we just determined there was no reason. We didn't need them.
Yeah, I understand.
One box? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. One box or two box? Three box?
Definitely wasn't three. I think it was one. Because it was like a small square.
Okay. Do you recall the name of the blanks?
No.
No?
But I could possibly, if my husband remembers, I could ask him, because they weren't mine, so I don't.
Okay, they weren't yours?
Yeah, all they right. were. I think they were left over from the sheriff's office.
Okay, can you describe the box?
It was, I think it was gray, but it was definitely an actual cube. Like,
okay.
And it was just older cardboard, and it, you know, opened from the top.
Okay. Do you remember the name brand, or the design on the box? Anything about identify the box thinking back?
No.
Was it a box? Was it a type of blank you were familiar with?
No.
That you've used in the past?
I've never fired a blank gun.
Okay.
So I know.
Is it a specific kind that Charlotte County orders? They just ordered that
it
kind?
It would be theirs, yeah. So I don't know what that was. You know, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. I could probably determine what it was.
Okay.
But I have no idea.
Did you ever look inside the box and see what they look like?
I opened it. I still couldn't tell you. Like, I wouldn't probably be able to tell you what it was, you know, but.
Do you remember they were silver or brass?
I think they were silver.
Silver? Okay.
Yeah, I think they were silver.
Okay. Can you describe them to us, what you remember?
No, I think they were. I truly have no idea.
Okay.
I know that they look different than regular bullets.
Yeah.
I'm not a gun person.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate it. That's a stupid thing to say, isn't it? I mean, I know my gun and
I'm not a gun person.
Yeah, so.
I know what you mean by when you say that.
Yeah.
It's a tool for you and nothing more.
I
understand.
Yeah, which is what the main reason I was like, do we really need to stockpile these anymore? Because there's no reason for you to have them. So that's why.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, so prior to that, was that the only time you've issued him those,
Yeah, that was just the one time, like, leftover.
And you had him here on the when you said you moved, like when you moved from your house or from.
Oh yeah, no, I moved. We moved houses, so we were cleaning out stuff.
And you had some extra, what you thought were extra ones from your husband.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, and they, and you believe they came from Charlotte County, but you're not sure, or.
They should have, because he wouldn't have blanks for anything else. I think it, like I said, they never used them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If we showed you a photograph, would you be able to recognize the box, you think, or no?
Probably not, because I truthfully don't remember.
Okay. All right. Okay. Would you be able to ascertain the name of the brand that your husband used?
I think so.
You would?
Yeah, because he would probably know better than me.
Yeah, well, right, exactly. Since they trained with him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thinking back again, anything descriptive about the box?
No, like I said, I'm pretty sure it was gray.
It was gray, okay.
But, and I know it was old. Like, I mean, it was definitely, like...
They were old.
Yeah, okay. It was probably like 10, no, not 10, that's probably an exaggeration.
Okay.
But it was an old box, why I was like...
What was the shape?
Like a cube, like a...
Perfect square?
Yeah, like a perfect square box.
Okay. All right. Aside of the gray, any markings on the gray box? We're trying to prompt your memory.
I know. I just don't remember.
Okay.
It was...
Was the box full?
No.
So it was missing some?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay, and as far as him obtaining blanks through the department, that would... You don't recall requesting any in the past months, weeks?
No.
Okay.
You're saying, though, if he reimbursed and did the petty cash thing, Beverly would have a...
It would go through Beverly.
So okay. She would have that.
She does something with the receipts. Like, I don't know if she maintains them here or if they go over to finance, but we have to sign, say what we bought, and I would guess that she obviously maintains something.
Okay. And she's available if we need to speak with her?
Yeah, she's here now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other kind of ammo that you'd ever gave him?
No.
Just those blanks?
Mm.
Nothing else? Okay. All right.
Do you have any questions? No? Okay.
Okay. That'll end the interview approximate times 2:57 p.m.